Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Marg Barrett back on the show. Marg is the founder and CEO of Sky Team, author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships, and she's a great member of our Brain Trust. Marg Barrett, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Marg, one of the things I've encouraged my audience to do over the years is quit keeping their light under a bushel. To let people let folks know out there that they're an expert in what they do.
Right.
They're an expert in a lot of things, but for some reason, a lot of people really have a hard time wearing the expert title. But they really are experts, and if they would let their light shine a little bit more, and prepare, do a little more preparation to delivering their expertise, it would be good for the people they talk to, and it would be good for their business. What do you think?
I agree. It's the how do you toot your horn but without actually blowing it?
Yeah.
Modesty can sometimes, as you say, cause us to play down our role. But also when we are standing there and demonstrating our expertise, when we're communicating with others, whether it's our colleagues or customers, maybe we just don't prepare as often or as in much detail as we should.
Is it, you know, one of the things that that I've learned is that even when I felt unworthy, and I've given a lot of speeches in my life, I've made thousands of presentations, and there have been times when going into it, contemplating it before I got there, I did feel unworthy. I felt like I was deficient. I felt like I was, you know, that I wasn't qualified maybe to be there. But I overcame that with preparation. What do you think?
Agreed. I think we underestimate the importance of practice. And I know because I do it every single week. I think I've mentioned to you before, Jim, I'm a member of a local orchestra. And unfortunately,
right,
I rely on sight reading far too often. I wing it. And when I do practice that difficult passage or that tricky little piece of the music, it's amazing how quickly it improves the quality of the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And the same goes for public speaking. We're talking all the time. Occasionally, we're listening, usually not in the right pattern. But when we stand up to present, whether it's an employee all-hands meeting, sitting at the desk when we're talking to our colleagues with the PowerPoint, or maybe we are going to a conference as I was last week and speaking to the audience, when we don't practice, when we don't prepare, then invariably we deliver a less than stellar performance.
You've recently come back from a couple of events like that, and you saw,
yes,
both, you saw both times, didn't you?
I did. I saw some outstanding speakers, and I saw some that it felt like they'd just rushed through the door and,
yeah,
plumped their bags down and started talking. And that's one of the reasons I've got a bit of a husky voice today is the speaking that I was doing last week. But it,
well,
was fun.
The people, you know, it's one thing if you're an insider and you're being asked to give a report, you're being asked to deliver some information, and it's technical and not all that exciting. That's one thing that, you know, your job is basically just to educate, to elucidate, to illuminate whatever is your subject matter is. But if you're being paid, if you're trying to get someone to pay you by doing business with you, there's a higher standard there, isn't there?
Well, I think that's the misnomer. People think they can get away with it when they're just talking to their colleagues or if they perceive they have a boring topic. But if you're communicating a message, then it is up to you to make it compelling. And I've seen some very great, I mean, traditionally finance presentations or technology presentations may be assumed to be just numbers, numbers, numbers. but it is easy to make, or with time and effort, you can make those compelling and people want to listen, so that you don't feel the need to start at the beginning and say, oh, I'm sorry, you've got to listen to me now. Mm-hmm. Because if you're standing up, if the audience is sitting there, there's a reason, and it's up to you to think about their needs. What's in it for them? What is it that they want to hear or that they need to hear from your presentation? And then craft a story that delivers that message in a way that is that resonates for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the way you communicate to them should be the way you communicate if you weren't giving a speech, right? I mean, you just talk to them as if it was just one more person standing in front of you rather than people sitting down in an audience in front of you. What is it about the numbers that gets us so uptight?
Well, I think we get nervous. There's that fear of failure, but it goes back to if you've practiced and prepared, then that stage fright risk is reduced.
Yeah.
The nerves never go away. I've been doing this now for more than 15 years, Jim, and I can confirm that I still get nervous before I give any presentation, whether it's
I hope I always do.
Yeah, exactly. It means we care. It means we care about
the message. That's how you seek excellence.
It is. But here's what you do. Is when it's 500 or 50 people, the larger the group, you slow down the speed at which you speak and you increase the volume. Always use a microphone if there's one available. Mm-hmm. One of my pet peeves is when people say, oh, I don't need the microphone.
Right.
Well, it's not about you. It's about the audience, making it easier for them to listen along with you.
Mm-hmm.
But think about the message. What level of expertise does your audience have? Because that will allow you to adjust the level of detail and complexity that you put into your presentation. And then think about the time that you have available. Don't inflict death by PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. If you've only got 30 minutes, then it's probably that you have 7 to 8 slides at most. Mm-hmm. Not 30 slides, and that's one of the common
It depends on the subject matter. I mean, if there's a lot of technical stuff, I agree with you. You know, I use a PowerPoint a lot of times because a PowerPoint are my notes. It helps me to know where to keep me moving along. Here's one other quick thing I want to say before we go to a break. Folks, never apologize in advance for what you're going to do or how you're going to do it. I don't care how bad you think it's going to be. I don't care how bad it might actually be. Don't apologize for it beforehand.
Agreed.
Do not. Don't say anything that sounds like an apology, because that will set you up for failure if you do.
Yes, quick, it
Craig,
will.
Marag, I need your website, please, quickly.
My Sky Team, SKYETeam.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Cultivate is the name of her book. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.